7. Luke chapter 7. Started just tell Heather to stay at the pen and do that second song for invitation, amen, but she can come back up and do it. Luke chapter 7, very familiar scripture. We're going to look at it a little bit different tonight than I've ever looked at it before. I've preached this before, and we've got this scene is big in our Easter play, and just never thought about it until you start really sit down and look at stuff sometimes. You know, the Bible, a lot of times if we ain't careful, we'll gloss right over things. And we've heard preachers preach it, and we've heard it said and done, and we'll just look at it. Well, that's the way it is. I'm going to slow down and look at something tonight. Luke chapter 7, when you get there, let's stand. I'm going to read a couple of verses. Luke chapter 7, let's look at verse 36. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner. Y'all get that? When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with ointment. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. God, we ask your hand to be upon us right now. God, help us, the Lord, as we try to do our very best to preach this. God, get us out of the way. God, it ain't about us. Help us to lift up Jesus. And I pray, God, you'd strengthen us tonight through your word. I pray, God, you'd go to each and every individual pew and speak to each and every heart right now. And we'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen. As I look out across this sanctuary tonight, I look and I see everybody. We know most everybody here. So everybody here, as far as I can see, Tony, are probably Christians or saved. From my point of view, I would say yes. I don't know your heart, but I would say yes, amen. And this is a message to Christians tonight. We talk about praise, and we talk about worship, and we talk about coming in and honoring and worshiping God. And you know, a lot of times, if we ain't careful, and I'll just be honest with you tonight, my voice is a little weak, and as I sat there and listened to the choir was a little bit, I ain't going to say subdued tonight. It's Sunday afternoon. I mean, most of us didn't get your nap out. I'm preaching real good now. And if we're not careful, we'll come into God's house just out of, that's what we're supposed to do. Now, in this passage of Scripture, I'm going to go ahead and read the rest of these verses. Now, listen, I started to just kind of tell you about it, but I'm going to go ahead and read the rest of these verses. And listen in verse 39. Now, when the Pharisee, the owner of the house, this was his house, when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, spake within himself, saying, this man, talking about Jesus, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touched him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. He didn't know what Jesus was getting ready. He didn't realize Jesus was getting ready to rebuke him. He didn't realize Jesus could read his mind. He didn't realize Jesus already knows everything. Amen. And Jesus goes on and basically goes on to put him in his place. Now, let's stop right there and look at this lady. I want you to notice the first thing. We've set the scene. I want you, number one, come as you are, even if you're broken. Amen. Did you hear what I just said? Come as you are, even if you're broken. This Bible said that this woman was a sinner. We don't know what she was. We don't know what in our minds, if we're not careful, and you can, and some scholars believe that she was probably a prostitute. We don't know. Some even said this probably might be Mary Magdalene, but I don't believe it's Mary Magdalene. That was a whole different story. But I'm just saying, she knows she's a sinner. She was not invited there, but she came anyhow. Glory to God. You got to understand something. Sometimes you just need to make your way, whether you upset people about it or not. Hey, if you've come to God's house tonight and you got a reason to worship and you want to get on this altar, don't you worry about nobody else in this building. That's between you and God. You get on an altar and you take care of business for you. She was not invited, but she came anyhow. She knew who she was. She knew what she was. She didn't come in trying to hide. She didn't come in wearing a mask. She came in because she wanted to get to Jesus. She was broken, and she knew, and she understood if she can just get to Jesus, she felt like everything would probably be all right. Amen. When we look at this, and let me just stop right here. Brother Robert, she knew the risk. You coming into a stranger's house. You're a woman in that era. You had no rights. She's come in. They could have rebuked her. They could have kicked her out. They could have done all that, but she came anyhow. She came in. She was broken. She knew. I believe she had it in her mind. Maybe she had heard the scripture. Maybe she had heard somebody talking about it. That scripture in Psalms 51, verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Oh God, thou wilt not despise. I mean, she had it in her mind. If I can just get to him. If I could just get to him, everything will be all right. Let me go ahead and tell y'all something. I'm looking out across the sanctuary, and, you know, we got a young preacher man with us. He's in college, and guess what? He's as broke as everybody else in here.
Thank you, Lord.
Tony's broke. Nancy's broke. Red's broke. Robert's broke. Angie's broke. Tommy's broke. We all broke. Y'all got to realize we all just broken vessels trying to get to heaven, amen? Every one of us is broke in some way, shape, or form.
Amen.
She was broke, but she came anyway. Don't you notice something else? She wept. She wept. Worship is going to cost you something. You go back to the first instance of worship in the Bible, we find Abraham was getting ready to offer up Isaac. He said, me and the lad's going to go yonder to worship. Worship's going to cost you something. She came in and she's crying. I kind of get into it in just a little bit. She's weeping. I'm talking about weeping bitterly. How many times have you ever been in church and you saw somebody come down to an altar? Brother Tony, I know you sit up front, and Robert and Dallas Wells said, you come, and some, I mean, you just see the tears dripping off their cheeks. These were not, look at me, these were not tears of emotion. These were theological tears. She was coming in to repent. She wasn't crying because she was a sinner. She wasn't crying because she was a prostitute or whatever. She wasn't crying because everybody was looking down. She was crying because she was broken inside and she knew who she was. And she was doing her very best to get to Jesus. She was broken by her sin. She was broken by her past. She was broken by what everybody thought about her. And she's weeping. And she's crying. And she's going to repent. She's got repenting in her mind. And thank God she figured out the only one in the whole house that could help her was Jesus. Some of y'all come in and you want to talk to the deacon. Some of y'all come in and you want to talk to the Sunday school teacher. Some of y'all come in and you want to try to talk to the preacher. Let me go ahead and tell you something. There ain't nobody can help you like Jesus can help you. She comes in and she's going to Jesus. She understands that Jesus could make a difference. Maybe she had talked to the woman at the well. Well, I've been married 5 times, and he forgave me. If if you can just get to him, everything will be all right. So she's weeping, she's crying. Real worship ain't, I thought, real worship ain't pretty. Oh, we've had a little bit of praise here tonight. People standing and raising our hands. We've had a little bit of praise here tonight. But I'm telling you right now, we've all seen those times. We've all been in those services where real worship, I'm talking about real worship. I'm not talking about coming in, putting on a show. I'm talking about real worship. When you got people crying and the makeup's running, you got people just running, I mean just having a time in God's house. I'll never forget when Angie and Juwan over in that old building, they had cried and wept on it. Till they couldn't even get up, and they had to sit down on the side of the wall. Hey, I'm telling you, real worship ain't pretty, but real worship is good. Amen. She comes in, she's crying, she is a mess. When's the last time you come to God's house for real worship? See, the thing about it is, if we ain't careful, we forget what this passage is about. This ain't John chapter 12 where Mary comes in and anoints Jesus because Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. This ain't that passage. The only reason, Ray Lloyd, this woman's crying and weeping and carried on is because she was a sinner and she's getting to the Savior. Some of y'all got to remember where you was when he got a hold of you. When you start thinking about, Tommy Brooks, you ought to be jumping pews, son. When you start thinking about where God brought you from, I'm talking about lost on your way to hell, glory to God. This woman ain't shouting because Jesus has answered prayer. This woman ain't shouting. This woman ain't shouting because of the issue of blood. She's not shouting because Jesus raised her son. She is coming in and she is worshiped and she is tore up just because she wants to be saved. So she was really worshiping. The Bible says she anointed Jesus' feet. Now let me ask you a question. We hear it a lot when we go out of church. Mike, man, that was a good service. Oh, we had a good worship service. We've all said it. I've said it. We need to quit saying that. Next time I say, Dallas, that we had a good worship service, you look me right in the eye and say, well, let me ask you a question. Did you pour it all out? Did you pour it all out? There's a big difference in having a good service and pouring it all out. There's a big difference in having a good service and leaving it all up here. She gave everything she had. The Bible says she anointed Jesus' feet. And I got to think, Brother Tony, to anoint somebody's feet, guess what you got to do? You got to be bowed down. When you come in, we got to be humble. She wasn't doing this for a show. She was humble. She was showing her humility. She realized she needed a Savior. She realized that he was the one that could do something about it. So she came in and she bowed herself down. And I don't want to get ahead of myself. The Bible says she came in, and I've already told you, she was weeping. It wasn't one of them kind, Tony, where you could just run over and grab a little napkin. She's weeping. She's weeping so hard, she washed his feet with her tears. Jesus goes on to say, he said, son, I come into your house. You didn't wash my feet. That was a custom back then. A guest come into your house, you would wash their feet, get all the dust off of the road because they walked everywhere they went. That was the custom in the house. So Simon didn't wash his feet, but she came. He said, but she's come in and she has washed my feet with her tears, cleaned them now. I'm not talking about one or two. She cleaned his feet with her tears. Then she takes her hair and dries his feet. And then she anoints him. She does all this. I thought about it. That's undignified devotion. When she come in, she done realize, hey, I done lost all my dignity. I might as well just go all out. Amen. I know who I am. I know what I am. And I know when I go in there, they could rebuke me. They could kick me out. I realize that. But I've done lost all my dignity. I ain't got nothing else to lose right now. Every once in a while, you just need to come on to church and realize you ain't got nothing else to lose, glory to God. I'm just going to worship. I'm just going to honor him. If I upset the preacher, if I upset the deacons, it really don't matter. It's me and Jesus. And if you ever get to that point where it's just you and Jesus, everything else can be fine. Another point, think about this. In that culture, it was scandalous for a woman to let down her hair. So she knew she could be rebuked. Don't forget, Brother Barry, she's at a Pharisee's house. This ain't some lost person. This is a Pharisee. This is one of them judges. This is one of them that looks down his long nose at you and says, you ain't doing this and you ain't doing that. You ain't like me. You ain't like us. You ain't doing it right because you don't do it like I do it. You just don't worry about it. And she does it anyhow. See, the thing about it is, you know what you don't read in this passage of Scripture? When she comes in, you don't see nowhere where Jesus flinched. You don't see nowhere where Jesus rebuked her. You don't see nowhere where Jesus said, you got to leave, you can't touch me. That was all the Pharisees. If this man were a prophet, he would have known. He knew and invited her in. Now, how many of y'all remember where you were when Jesus got a hold of you? How many remember how far you were down in sin when Jesus got a hold of you? And see, if when we get saved, we want to come in and we want to worship and thank God for answering prayer. And we ought to. I'm not demeaning that, but now, Brother Donald Boone, sometimes we ought to just come in and worship him for salvation. Because I ain't what I used to be. Amen. I ain't what I used to be. I ain't where I used to be. And I ain't going where I used to be going. Amen. Amen. Heather, come back and sing that song again. Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you poured it all out? Heather was singing that song, Counting My Blessings, and we ought to count our blessings, amen? In most every service now, I look up and Tony's got sitting beside him, one of them little mini-me's. I look back and I see Ray Lloyd holding something. Got a whole pew. Not only has God been good to us in salvation, we can all count our blessings. Think about where God's got you and think about where God's brought you from. Think about when's the last time you poured it out. See, when we talk about this and we realize this, most scholars believe that alabaster box or that alabaster or the ointment was probably about a year's wage. She gave the best she had. How many times do we fall short because we come in, we're a little bit tired? It's just the thing to do to come to church. And we forget how God's blessed us and watched over us and man, I thought about it. Heather was singing that song, Counting My Blessings. But Tony, for the last 2 years, I've got to play softball with both my kids. And for the last 2 years, I've got to play softball with my grandkids. I watched my granddaughters yesterday. Came in this morning and my daughter and my grandkids got up and sang. And sometimes I don't pour it out. And if you hadn't have done nothing else for me, Wes, salvation would have been good enough. And I don't pour it out. When's the last time you poured it out? God, we love you.